At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on the holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
This is what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of special things that we have like around the door. And
can you bring in a picture? Flakes.
Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah,
he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
You can't hang something up and another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Greetings and welcome inside the Dan Patrick Show here at Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. So much football we have for you this morning. Rob Parker actually was sleeping in the parking garage, ready to do this show today after the Cowboys lost yesterday. You got in your car about 8 o'clock at night, drove in, you had Dunkin' Donuts. I passed by you this morning. I knocked on your window and said, hey, come on, we're going to do the show. You got up. You were ready to come in because you love Dak Prescott.
Yes, I had to jump in. I just couldn't wait to get here.
just because we've been talking about this all year long. I mean, for people who are riding the Dak Prescott, do you remember the first three games of the year?
They were great.
Oh, yes.
They were awesome.
He piled up these big numbers. Oh, he's elite. The Cowboys would be crazy not to give him the big contract, right? Sign him. Dak is taking that next step. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl because Dak Prescott has elevated his game. They have a running game. They have a defense. They have receivers. They have everything.
They still do have all those things. They just don't have enough wins. They don't have wins. They have eight losses now.
And when you think about that, think about this. Only one win against a team with a 500 record. That was the Rams last week, which kind of threw everybody like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe this isn't going to be that bad. They're going to come to Philly, who's banged up, bruised, battered, whatever you want to say, and they'll steamroll them, win the division, right, for the third time in 4 years, and all will be right in Dallas land. No way, no how did that happen, because that might be one of the worst losses in franchise history for that team. So when you think about how bad shape the Eagles are in and what was at stake for the Cowboys.
See, I had bought in. Look, the roster is so talented. The NFC East is not very good.
So you picked them to go to the Super Bowl?
I picked them to go to the NFC Championship.
Wow.
I had them go to the NFC.
I had them not going to the playoffs
and
from the beginning of the season.
All season long, I was, okay, well, now we're going to see the real Cowboys. All right, now we're going to see them. All right, now that Ezekiel Elliott is back in shape, now we're going to see him. Now we're going to see him. I felt like I was in high school, and the girl kept saying, yeah, we'll go out at some point. Yeah, I'm breaking up with so-and-so. All right, yeah, no, that's cool. It's all good. All right, how about this week? No, this week's not good, but maybe next week we can go and do something. All right, great. And I kept waiting. It's been 4 months of waiting. I mean, I did that in high school too. But it's been 4 months of waiting. And then yesterday, they don't give Ezekiel Elliott the football.
Which is mind-boggling.
Considering his success against the Eagles, they don't give him the football. They give him 13 carries. And this is why, look, it comes down to...
It wasn't like it was a blowout and you needed to throw the ball every down.
No,
it was a one-score game. You were within striking distance. Why do you not run the football?
This is the game where if you were making the Jason Garrett coffin, you were putting tap tap tap. Oh, I'm just putting the final nails in tap tap tap. Because you had yesterday everything on display of what's going to happen with the Cowboys now that they failed. This is Jerry Jones's roster, right? He's never going to take responsibility for it. He put together a pretty talented roster top to bottom. Are they thin? Yes, they're thin. They have a lot of stars at the top, and you go 11 deep on offense, 11 deep on defense. That's pretty talented, but they don't have depth because your top paid players are all offensive linemen. Jason Garrett is going to bear the brunt of this, and I can't defend him at all, especially when you look at the final play, the real final play of the game yesterday, the fourth down play. Their entire season is on this play, right? It's 4th and 8. They got to get in the end zone. They got to get 2-point conversion. Not on the field is Amari Cooper.
How?
And Randall Cobb.
How?
Right? Amari Cooper says, I had just run a go route the play before. The coaches took me out. Randall Cobb.
No, he didn't ask to be
No, they just said come out. Randall Cobb, who had caught 3 passes on that drive and was uncoverable on that final drive, he is on the sideline.
Why is he out?
On the field and who they throw the ball to is Michael Gallup, who had just dropped a sure touchdown pass 3 passes before. Well, and then Dak Prescott misses Tavon Austin on what should have been a touchdown pass 6 plays before that.
He was open.
How are your 2 biggest threats on the play of the season? You need this. I understand we want to keep 3 timeouts because we're going to have to might give them the ball back and we might want to, have the timeouts left.
But
this is where you call a timeout. Do so. You got to put your best players on the field.
But you have to call a timeout because you need to get just what you said. Your best players on the field for that. That was the season. That could have been the season. Right? Now you went from your fate was in your own hands to now you can win next week and it still won't matter. So you just gave that up, and why not call a timeout? Let's get our best players out there on this most important drive. The game is still not out of reach because you could get a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, tie it, at least force it to overtime, right, and still have a chance to come back when you were basically dead the whole game. And to say that, hear Jerry Jones say he's disappointed. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm pissed. Disappointed? How about devastated that they can't beat a beat-up Philadelphia Eagles team? I know the game was in Philly, but still, they should have been able to go in there and beat them. Dak, that all the talk was that Dak and Ezekiel had never lost to the Eagles, right? Oh, no, those guys, they had never lost to the Eagles together. So now they go in there in the biggest game of the year. But this has been them all year other than the first three games where they piled up numbers and all that stuff against the also-Rans and really terrible teams of Miami, Washington, and I forgot the other team. But the three bad teams early on in the season.
I would say the Jets, but the Jets actually beat them. They beat the Giants, the
Redskins, Dolphins. And yeah. Then I'm glad you brought that up because the other game was the Jets game. And the Jets have played better of late, but not when the Cowboys had played them. The Jets were still bad, and they couldn't beat the Jets. So this is bad, and I'm going to say this and proclaim it. I say it to Chris Broussard on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio all the time.
You doing shout-outs on the show, right?
I am.
What are you doing now?
Prescott is a fraud. He's a straight-up fraud, Jason. And you could pile up all these numbers and tell me about his intangibles and all of his teammates like him and all the other stuff that goes there. That's a game you got to win. It's the same guy when New Orleans was down and didn't have
Drew Brees
and didn't throw a touchdown in that game and lost. You remember that? That's another game he didn't throw a touchdown.
Wait, is he the myth poet for you? Is he the most fraudulent player of all time?
There you go.
Is he the myth, because you have the M-boat hat that you wear.
That's right, which is the Hayden's brother of all time, the M-boat.
Yeah, so he's the M-boat.
Exactly.
Did you get a hat with that made on it?
We got to do that because Brady is the luckiest of all time.
All right.
LeBron is the F-foat, final failure of all time.
He's the M-foat.
And
you could have a whole life. You could be like the new LeVar Ball with these hats you have out there.
And Kevin Durant is the Masote, the most sensitive of all time.
You could have a pop-up shop going on with all these hats. Going,
there we go.
Hey, I'm Rob Paul. Hey, come on and buy my hat. Whatever you want, I could personalize it for you. You want Adam Gase. You got W-O-A-T, worst of all time. I got all of this for you.
But I'll tell you, I'm just like, go ahead, Cowboys. I understand. Sign them. Maybe that's the reason that they haven't signed them yet. It's because they don't fully believe in him. But if you could sit there and make all the excuses about drop passes yesterday, drop passes happen every game in the NFL. So don't give me that. What about the missed throws where guys were open?
Well, like I said, he missed Tavon Austin on a huge throw. You know who he is? Dak Prescott, even if you want to just take this season into account, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes here on Fox Sports Radio. His worst games of the year, right? Dak Prescott's his best games versus his worst games. His best games were against the Giants, the Redskins, the Giants, Detroit, and the Rams, right? Those were his most highly rated games. Quarterback rating was up over 110. What do those five teams have in common? Their defenses stink, right?
Right.
Even the Rams' defense, how many times has that gotten torched this year? It's not the same defense. Who were his worst games against, where his quarterback rating is up around 90 or below? Chicago, Buffalo, New England, New Orleans, Green Bay, and the Jets. Those are all defenses that are either pretty good or do a few things pretty well defensively. The Jets' run defense is really good. But those are his worst games. So he was great when the opposition was okay and the defense was just okay. But against the best teams, those were all his worst games. I mean, that's who Dak Prescott is. At the very least for the Cowboys, his price has gone down. I mean, you can't say, here's $37 million a year for Dak Prescott after this year. At least Jerry Jones can say, well, I'm saving about $12 or $15 million a year.
It's down to about
$8 million a year now.
It's about a franchise tag. I wouldn't sign this guy after this year. Are you kidding me? Not at this point. And then there's those people who tell you, it's only going to cost you more later. You got to really determine and decide where he fits in because this team is way too talented. People were talking Super Bowl. You yourself, Jason, you had them in the NFC Championship game. The reason I picked them to miss the playoffs.
I was duped. I was young.
You were duped. You didn't know what was going on.
It was in college. It was one time. I don't know what I did.
And you didn't inhale, right?
No. There's no video. No video.
But I didn't buy into Dak because the roster's there. This is the reason I picked them not NOT to make the playoffs. And people said I was crazy, or you just hate the Cowboys. No, it's the same reason I didn't buy into the Browns where everybody got on that bandwagon. I did not pick the Browns. You know, I picked Baltimore to win. I picked Pittsburgh and the Browns not to make the playoffs.
Didn't you? You had a Dolphins-Redskins Super Bowl.
I did not have
that. No, you did. You had a Dolphins-Redskins. I think you had that on your list.
That was
all the games we picked. I think that's what you had.
That was the day I quit the radio.
Well, no, how old are you? I quit the radio.
I quit the radio.
I'm going to go watch my programs. I quit the radio. Let's hear from Jerry Jones real fast. This is him talking about his disappointment after the loss yesterday to the Philadelphia Eagles.
It is a very meaningful game because of the circumstances within the league. And we've had times this year a lot when we didn't play as well as we wanted to play. But we had in mind stepping back up here and getting on a run and having some good things happen. This is a disappointing setback for that locker room and for all of us. I know it is for the fans.
Now, there's the reality for Dak Prescott, and then there's the reality of what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do. Dak Prescott is Jerry Jones's guy, right? Jerry Jones goes out of the way to tell you, I'm the GM of this team, right? He had a big radio interview a couple weeks ago.
I don't need a GM. Everything comes through
right.
me anyway. That was it.
Me. The players are never going to be his fault. It's going to be, here are the players, and how are you going to make them into winners? Because I'm giving you the players, right? So Dak Prescott is going to be fine. He'll still stay because, that's who we drafted to replace Tony, and everybody on this roster is Jerry Jones's guy.
You tell me that they didn't want Tony Romo last night.
Everything else. So it's going to be Jason Garrett, obviously, and the one thing he had going for him was we can still win the NFC East. We can maybe get into the playoffs and pull a surprise the first week. You never know what could happen, and I could keep my job. But now that's not going to happen because now they're going to miss because the Eagles have the Giants next week, and it's going to be a long offseason, and it's going to be the time where Jerry Jones decides, because he does this every few years, I'm going to go with a strong head coach. And then it's puppets that wind up doing what I want. But every once in a while, which is why I went with Bill Parcells for those couple years. I got to jump up the franchise a little bit. So that's why he's gone out of his way to talk about obliquely around, we're not talking to Urban Meyer. Doesn't mean I wouldn't talk to Urban Meyer, Lincoln Riley.
Even though Urban Meyer was in his suite, right? We saw it.
Yeah, he's going to go with a big name because he needs to make sure this roster now gets to the next level. So he's going to wind up doing that. It's going to be a big name. It's happening. That's the guy who had the worst day out of anybody yesterday is Jason Garrett. So there's a blowtorch to the Dallas Cowboys after that loss yesterday to the Philadelphia Eagles. Rob Parker bringing the B boat, the biggest blowtorch of all time to Dallas Cowboys.
And they deserve it. That was it. Once in a lifetime, I was impressed with the game that he had yesterday.
We'll have more on this, more on all the big action from yesterday in the National Football League, Odell Beckham's rant on the sideline, and more. Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife, drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is the way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan the Danettes. Hit us up on Twitter at HowAboutAFresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Also, his burner accounts on Twitter at HBOAT, MOOAT, LOAT, all at I Love Dak as well. Those are all your burner accounts.
Okay, yeah.
The ones that defend you when people get mad about your takes on Dak Prescott and other people. At Dak's the Man.
None of that.
At Who's Tony? Those are more of your...
Oh, is that at Who's Tony? Yeah. That T-shirt business didn't work out too well. Who's Tony?
So it wasn't just the Cowboys who lost a big game yesterday. We saw the Browns get eliminated after their loss, and Odell Beckham Jr. got into a bit of a sideline rant.
Oh, it was
Freddie
about
Kitchens.
The officials. Don't worry. It was about the officials.
Everything is fine.
That's it.
Everything's fine. Joining us now on the hotline, no one better to break it down, the editor-in-chief at fansided.com, longtime NFL insider, and this may shock you, Rob Parker. He is a pro football Hall of Fame voter.
Wow.
It is Jason Cole. Jay Cole, what's happening?
What's up?
Number one, where's my intro music? Because I just can't do this without being in the right mood and frame of mind. So that's number one.
Okay.
You know, go on during the day. No. I speak at this moment. You intro me.
Excuse me.
This is how this works. Okay? If you're going to do the show, do it right and make sure that I have my proper music. Okay? I'm an artist. This is how this works.
Artist formerly known as Jason Cole.
No, he's the Taylor Swift of football ads.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I need certain things.
I have serious diva qualities, okay? So that's number one. Okay, number two, I think Chris Broussard has the I Hate Rob Parker burner account going right now.
You already know that.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. I have a buddy who's like, he's such a serious Cowboys fan that he doesn't, like, you can't even text him in the middle of the game and for like an hour afterwards, unless they win, of course. He just, you know, he goes into that dark recesses of his mind, right? And I just keep telling him, like, Dak is no good on third down. He's just no good on third down. And yesterday, like that the one where Amari Cooper was just wide open and just, you know, throws it high, just not good on third down, and you pay for third down. You pay a lot of money for third down. He's just not good enough on that.
That's just a game that was teed up for them, considering where the Eagles were, banged up, bruised, battered. And they were coming off the game against the Rams, so everybody thought everything had fallen back into place. And I kept reading, oh, the Cowboys are a scary team. If they make it into the playoffs, I would be afraid to play them. And then yesterday happened.
But this is what they've been for the last, what, 8-9 years? Yeah, they've had some good seasons, and then they've had a couple of down seasons. They're just a tale of mediocrity, and it's mental as much as anything, because every time they win a game or a couple of games that are perceived as big games, or they get off to a 4-1 start or anything like that, it's like, oh, this team's just red hot. They're awesome. And everybody overlooks what they're not, and they're not deep. They're not mentally tough. They're just a reflection of a team that's rudderless. And that's in large part, and this is not necessarily Jason Garrett's fault, but he has bought into it, which is you're subservient to Jerry as the leader. Jerry is the guy who everybody looks at and says, well, how's the team playing? What's going on? They don't look at Jason Garrett, just like they didn't look at Dave Campo or Chan Gailey. Now, Parcells is a little different, but that's because Jerry needed something from Parcells for at least a couple of years to get Parcells' way. Okay, he needed Parcells there to win that vote locally and get the team to be better so that they could get the new stadium. But once he got that, it was back to old Jerry. And so Jerry is the guy that everybody takes their cues from. And so the coaches are basically meaningless.
You really want my Jerry Jones impression now, don't you?
Yes, we do.
No. Really? Yes, yes, you do.
No, I will. I swear I will hang up. I promise you I will hang up. Do not do that.
He's not a fan.
It is bad for America. You are going to destroy Dan Patrick's show.
Oh, wow.
By doing that.
Well, I'll tell you, Dan could be a great head coach for us, taking over for Jason Garrett.
You're daring me, aren't you? You're daring me.
I could get Dan in the Danettes.
I'm too polite for this, but you're daring me. I just swear to God.
Don't hang up, J. Cole. We need more stuff from you. Don't hang up.
Fritzy could be the offensive coordinator. McLovin would be on special teams. I can. You know, the thing is, J. Cole, is, you know, you said it's not on Jason Garrett, but obviously, he's going to be the guy that bears the brunt of everything for him. He's going to be the guy. Let's go. Right. But when I look at the final play yesterday and I see, okay, here's 4th and 8, and this is your entire season, and Amari Cooper and Randall Cobb are both not in the game. Cobb has been your best receiver on the drive and was uncoverable. Amari Cooper, who is your guy, I look and go, what was that?
And you had 3 timeouts.
Well, I mean, look, I will say that that begs the question, what are you thinking? And that's where you just sit there and go, you know, your season's on the line. Your best guys have to be on the field. There's no rotation this or rotation that. It's like, you know, get those guys out there. At the same time, even if you have Cooper and Cobb on the field, he's probably going to throw to the single on against the number four corner. And Galladay's, you know, is a good receiver. He's been very effective this year, right? So he's probably going to throw that pass anyways. And Galladay just wasn't good enough. I mean, look, Sidney Jones did a heck of a job. Nice job of coverage. So I'm not sure that the play actually ends up being any different because you're looking for one-on-one coverage, and that's what you've got on that play, which begs the question of Jim Schwartz, but he got away with it because Jones did such an effective job. Look, my question is, like, forget the one play. What happened the first 59-plus minutes when you only scored three field goals with all that talent? Like, and it's not like Philadelphia – you know, has been bringing the wood all season, right? Like, they're not this awesome, right? But you've got Ezekiel Elliott and those receivers, and you put three field goals up? Like, that's a much bigger concern to me than the one last play. That really haunts me.
J. Cole, how about this? Our producer, Justin, told us a stat. I don't know where he got it from, but that since 2000,
it's completely made it up.
In 10 years, right, since
2010.
2010, that only in all the major sports and all the coaches, that there's only there's a list of coaches that haven't won a championship since 2010. And guess how many people are on that list that are still a coach, still around?
Well, it's Garrett.
Yeah, right? That's it. That's only one guy.
Oh, hey, look.
I mean, what?
Yeah. What they have done, what they have accomplished is really hard to do. Okay? Because normally, the owner comes in and says, this is just not good enough. And I've given, especially with the talent that we have, you're supposed to have done something by now, right? So the thing about it is that Jerry kept Garrett because Garrett played along. All right, with what Jerry wanted, he acquiesced, and so it was this whole thing has always been it's not quite a death spiral, but it's like a mediocrity spiral. It's like, you know, nobody's in charge, and you just acquiesce to Jerry. So again, the coach means nothing, and ultimately, you just end up with a mediocre team year after year because you don't have a lot of talent, but you have no leadership. And that's what the Cowboys have done. And this is what Jerry has created because this is what Jerry wants. Jerry wants to be in charge. Now, he'll give up a little bit of that rope every once in a while. But overall, he wants total control.
All the stuff he just said, he said, we accomplished something that was difficult to do. So I'll take that as a compliment from Jason Cole with us here.
I'll buy myself a ring with that. And I'll be fine. Just fine. Okay? And it'll just be like Jimmy was here, but I was the one in charge. Okay, because all those things that Jimmy did, that team that he created, that was really me. It was me. Because I proved it when I brought in Switzer. Everybody knows he was dumb as a stump. Okay? So it had to be me. It's somewhere in this, it's me. I know it's me.
My impression's way better than yours.
Oh, it is.
Yours just sounds like you run out of breath after every few seconds.
Tragically terrible. They're so bad. Okay.
Jason Cole is our guest.
Tragically terrible.
Editor-in-chief at fansided.com, longtime NFL insider. All right, now, from where things are bad to where things are just as bad, we watched Cleveland get eliminated from the playoff chase yesterday. There's a lot of drama about Odell Beckham and his sideline rant at Freddie Kitchens. Boy, this, you know, if this isn't the poster child team for, hey, when things go good, things are okay. When things go bad, things are terrible. I don't know what is.
Yeah. They are the ultimate. And OBJ is just a complete weather vane. If it's blowing bad, he's going right with it. Yeah, he's worthless as a leader. I mean, all those things about rudderless and worthless and leaderless, I mean, you apply those to OBJ and Freddie and Miles Garrett and the rest of that crew. I mean, I've talked to the people in that building, and they're dumbstruck by how little leadership there is on a team. And, you know, Browns fans just, you know, like, they lived in denial. It's like, the dude's not showing up in the offseason. If the dude isn't showing up in the offseason and doesn't want to be there working with you, what do you think it's going to be like when things get hard in the regular season and you lose a few games? That's what OBJ's career is defined by. And here's the other part. When was the last time he was really any good? It was like 3 years ago. Now, the talent is there. We all recognize that. I'm not questioning that. But at the end of the day, this is about production. And for three straight years, he hasn't produced. Not like a superstar. Not like the diva he acts like. I mean, because he's certainly more of a diva than I am. But I've got diva quality.
But isn't this bigger than just him? I mean, Freddie Kitchens.
He's a symptom. He's a symptom of a bigger problem, which is exactly they have no leader.
They tried to force Freddie Kitchens on every coach that came in for an interview. Said you had to take him. Baker Mayfield put up numbers. Go back and look last year. Beat one team over 500. Didn't beat any teams. Did you pick them before the season to make the playoffs, the Browns?
Oh, I think they go undefeated. I think
is that what it was?
Because I wanted to buy into this hype because I wanted it to be as spectacular as
I never bought into it. I never bought into it for an hour. I just did.
Well, look, I always said they have no leaders. And when your highest paid guy doesn't show up, that reflects on the rest of the team, right? But they take their cue from the highest paid guy. So, yeah, this was part of the problem. And Freddie Kitchens, the problem is actually the other way. It's everybody that they hired for that staff, none of those guys were Freddie's guys. Freddie didn't hire his own coaching staff.
Which is ridiculous.
He hired it for him. Right, and see, this is all part of it. Now, Freddie's not a leader, okay? He's at least not yet. And he proved that with that, you know, that stupid Pittsburgh, they started it shirt. You know, which, you know, you won the game, walk away from it, just be happy, right? But again and again, he's not that guy. John Dorsey should have just, and he should do it now, which is just call Mike McCarthy. And I know McCarthy is not the most popular coach in the world, but he knows how to run a program. It's sort of like Marty Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer might not win you a championship, and McCarthy has won a championship, but he might not win you a championship, but he's going to make you win games, and he's going to run a good program, and he's going to get guys going the right direction. And there's a lot to that. And then you hope that everything comes together. So Dorsey should just say, okay, I made a mistake here. Get rid of Kitchen. McCarthy, what do you want? Just, you know, look, we're friends. I know it's going to cost me a lot. What do you want? And just get yourself here. And that's what he should do. And just, you know, run, have a well-run program by a guy who knows how to run a team.
You can follow him on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. All your Pro Football Hall of Fame voter needs as well. Go along with that Twitter account.
This is actually a serious conversation that made me look good for Pro Football Hall of Fame voting.
Yeah, you don't want to take the stuff you and I do at night. You don't want to put – they'll fire you from it. They'll ban you from the
they'll
room.
They'll actually listen.
Yeah, that's still...
on your normal show, nobody in the country listens, right?
You know what? I never miss that show. I never listen to it, so I never miss it.
They're changing the locks in Canton as we speak.
Is that
for Jason
right?
Cole.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah. You want to throw that kind of fire here. J. Cole, happy holidays, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas. Yeah, yep, take it easy.
Jason Cole interview brought to you by Mercedes-AMG Driving Performance. You know, this is the funny thing about the Browns. And here, you know, here's Mike McCarthy. What do you want to come in and do this? Freddie Kitchens is going to go because obviously he is not cut out for this. He's like Rex Ryan light. He was less ready to be a head coach than Rex Ryan was, but he still thinks he can be that bombastic.
But the only difference is Rex Ryan got to the AFC championship.
Right, exactly. He had early success and then never was able to learn from his mistakes because when you have success that early, it's hard to realize, oh, I was doing things a little bit differently. And the butt fumble didn't help. But I ask you this. Is the Browns a good job? Is the Browns a job that Mike McCarthy wants? It was a great job last year when Baker Mayfield was coming off his rookie year. You thought he was going to be really good.
He took a step
back. Were making changes. You signed Kareem Hunt, who was going to come in and be great. Jarvis Landry comes in. Odell Beckham's coming in. Oh, this is great. Now, is this a good job? Are you in a position to succeed? And they couldn't get guys last year when the job looked good because there was so much volatility.
Well, also, but a big part of it was just what happened to Kitchens, where they hired his staff. They wanted that whoever took the job had to take Freddie Kitchens because of his relationship with Baker Mayfield. And you know this, Jason. You can't have coaches. You can't do that. You can't do it when you force somebody on a coach and say, you got to have your own guys and guys you believe in and have been to, you know, been to war with and you know who they are. And to take a staff and have people put together a staff, it's a bad look. And that's why I think they are where they are. They made a huge mistake in force-feeding Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, but even if you do that now, let's say you tell a coach, come in, you'll have control, you bring in your own guys. Are you in a position to succeed? I mean, that's it. Or are you in a position to fail?
But they got because talent, though. That's the only thing. Right. They have talent.
But you're expected to get to the Super Bowl. And if you don't, it's your fault. Because they elevated Baker Mayfield into being the most important person in the organization. And we have no idea if he's any good. He was terrible this year. And Freddie Kitchens was his guy, right? That's why Freddie Kitchens got the job.
Right.
Because Baker Mayfield was impressive last year. Now, was he impressive in two games against the Bengals and just okay against the rest of the league? That's what it looks like. Because this year, he's been bad. I mean, I think he's the 32nd rated quarterback in the NFL. That's terrible.
And, so now, and with the weapons he has, it seems inconceivable.
That's what I mean. Is it a good job? Can you come in and say, oh, I can win with Baker Mayfield? Or is it, boy, I don't know if this quarterback's any good, but he's not going to get any of the blame because he's the guy you anointed. He's the most important person in the organization. And then you have Odell and all the drama he brings and you know what? All the offseason headlines. Is he in? Is he out? You're going to hear reports in the offseason. No, Odell's not happy. So who wants this job? If they couldn't get anybody last year, how are they going to get somebody now?
I think they still can get somebody, only from this standpoint. Most of the time when you take over a team, it's because there's issues there, and that's the reason the other coach got fired, right? So you know most of the time you are taking on something, and nobody's handing you a great team and everything's working right. You wouldn't be there. The other guy would still have his job. So you have to look at it. The only thing, if I'm a prospective coach, do they have talent? I can't win without talent. Can I fix some things, fix the locker room, you know, put a different philosophy on it? You know what I mean? And if I'm Mike McCarthy, I feel like, well, I won a Super Bowl. I got a chance that they can listen to me because I can go on and say, we raised the trophy at the end of the year. A lot of guys don't have that cachet, so it's harder to buy in. People go, what are we listening to this dude for?
But is Baker Mayfield the guy that's going to buy in?
Well,
I mean, he is your new breed of quarterback where if I don't like something, I'm going to say it.
I get it.
And nothing is my fault. Nothing's – look, and when things happen, I'm going to talk about it. I'm upset because you're not treating Odell's injury the right way. Duke Johnson should be on board.
Which
these
should
are
never
new
be
breed
public.
Of players
right.
that are not going
to
buy in.
Never be public. You go talk to the head coach in his office rather than to the media. But I get your point. I just think if I'm a coach and I was sitting on the sidelines and I'm looking for an opportunity, the thing I want the most is to have some talent to where I have a chance to win. That's all. And now I got to whip it into shape, do whatever I have to do. But I don't want to take a team where the cupboard's bare and I'm going to get whacked in 2 years anyway.
I look at it as you're inheriting guys that you don't know you can win, and you're expected to go win with these guys. Well, wait, so now I'm coming in and you're asking me to win with guys that I might not want on the team or have as my quarterback or number one wide receiver or anything. I mean, that's a tough job. Tough. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1, Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, more NFL overload continues. There's a guy I can make a pretty good argument for NFL MVP, and his name is not Lamar Jackson. That's coming up next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. And just real quick, I just want to say, you know, you spent the earlier part of this hour telling everybody, you know, you talked about Dak Prescott. I told everybody the Jets were going to win yesterday. Everybody, I knew they were going to show up. I know, look, it's my team. I know when they're going to show up. I know when they're not. And I'm enjoying everybody thanking me on Twitter for, you know, all Titans fans, everybody. Thanks for beating the Steelers. I'm like, yeah, like I had a lot to do with it.
Like you were out there on the field.
I was just positive
about it. You should have put some Christmas money on that, and you would have been able to, whatever.
I even knew, I said, it's going to be like a 17-16, 16-13 type game. It's going to be ugly. They'll put enough points up. Sure enough, 16-10.
That's a big blow to Pittsburgh. That's
you're welcome.
A game they needed to win.
I mean, look, they've gone so far this year, and Mike Tomlin, clearly, you see what kind of coach he is, being able to lose all his stars and still stay relevant here.
No, I get it.
But this is really a flawed team, and this is as far as you're going to go with that kind of
talent.
Now,
you're the resident Jets fan at Fox Sports Radio. Are you you said they were going to win the game, but it doesn't help the Jets where they draft. They actually are losing ground by winning. Would you rather win? I'm asking.
It's not like if we had one win or two wins, I would
then
say
it would be different. Don't win. Right.
We're in the middle of the pack, and we're going to get Adam Gase next year anyway. So how excited can I really be?
If they win the last game and finish what 7-9,
7-9. No, Adam Gase is great. Oh, look, he's going to be great. He's terrible. He is absolutely terrible. But now we're going to get him for one more year.
Right, at least one more. But at least the Jets wind up winning more games. I actually had them as a wild card. I like the way the team was put together. I wasn't that crazy. I'm with you about hiring Adam Gase, who didn't do anything in Miami. I didn't get that, but it is what it is.
So from that game, I told you they were going to win, Michael Thomas now sits at 145 receptions.
And counting.
He is the all-time leader in NFL history after passing Marvin Harrison yesterday in the Saints win. And for all the talk, and this is something we talked about on our night show for a while, Lamar Jackson clearly is going to be the MVP of the NFL. For all the talk about Lamar and Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson will get votes.
He'll get votes.
That's all. It won't be unanimous. Like some people were arguing at one point that it should be unanimous. It's not going to be unanimous.
But here's the thing. As good a season as Russell Wilson is having, Lamar Jackson just has the it factor about him. And the jump he was able to make, he's got his team the best team in the AFC and the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl.
But then there are people who would look and say, well, he has 11 other Pro Bowlers on his team. Is it all him? You know, he's getting all the credit and accolades. They got a hell of a football team there, Baltimore.
Oh, they do, but he's also leading the league in touchdowns, and he's run for 1,000.
He would get my vote.
What else does he need to do?
He would get my vote, so I'm not saying that, but I think that there are other people out there who might not follow suit and say that what Russell Wilson was able to do, right? He only has one other Pro Bowler on his team.
Well, and that's why I can make a great argument for Michael Thomas as the MVP in the NFL.
Okay.
All right? He's going to get to the number that cuts through the clutter, 150 receptions, right? All-time leader. They're going to do everything they can to get him those 5 catches next week. 150 receptions, a number we've never seen. Marvin Harrison's record stood for 17 years. But more importantly is that there's nobody else that you can throw the ball to in New Orleans. He has over 100 more catches than the next closest receiver to him. Jared Cook has 41 catches. That's number two. He's got 145. The only guy, defenses roll towards Michael Thomas, and still he makes those catches. And still he's the only guy in that offense.
But a wide receiver has never won, so you're trying to, like, shatter records. And here's the other thing. The other record you just talked about for 17 years, the only problem I have with this is they throw a hell of a lot more now. So some of the numbers are skewed. It's just like even Dak Prescott and some of these guys with all the numbers. He's the second most yards ever in the history of the Dallas Cowboy passing yards, right? Second all time. Well, they throw the football a lot. In the old days, they didn't throw the football at this rate. So even as – and I'm not – trying to poo-poo.
But still, they throw the ball all the time now, and it still stood for 17 years.
I get it, but they throw a lot more the last couple of years than they ever have. And I just, the record is a little hollow to me.
It's going to be 150.
I understand.
Not 110.
But do you?
Not 120. Now, it's going to be 150.
But do you agree that they throw the football a lot?
Oh, they
more?
Do.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
They do throw it more, but 150 more when there's nobody else. I mean, think about it.
I don't think he's MVP worthy when you think about some of the other seasons that the two quarterbacks have had. when we talk about Jackson and Wilson. Just the history of the award, it would be so earth-shattering because if that was the case, when the record was set 17 years ago, why didn't he get the MVP?
You're the H wrote now.
I'm
the hatingest wide receiver of all time.
No, I'm just
you're
saying.
Hating on a guy who's going to do something. And I agree. If you're a wide receiver, you're a non-quarterback. You need to do something special that no one's ever seen before. Ta-da, 150 catches. Now, if he was able to get to 2,000 yards, 150 and 2,000, I would say that's a toss-up between him and Lamar Jackson. Now, he's not going to get to 2,000 yards. You're going to probably finish up around 1,800, which is still a phenomenal
year.
That's
a number. I'm not even trying to discount
but
his year.
You talk about Lamar Jackson, 11 Pro Bowlers. Like I said, Alvin Kamara is the only guy catching passes, and he's doing it out of the backfield. Nobody else. He's got 100 more receptions than the next closest pass catcher of 100 more. So you know how teams roll coverages towards him, and still, that big wingspan, he doesn't drop. He had one drop pass in the last 25 games. I mean, that's how good he is. His first 4 years in the league have been absolutely amazing.
I get it. And he set a record, but I just think where we are in the NFL, and when you take a look at what Lamar did this year, a lot of people, you had Bill Polian before he was even drafted talking about he should try out for wide receiver, and people who totally discounted him despite him winning a Heisman. We've seen a lot of guys win Heisman and not be able to do anything in the NFL, so that's not that shocking, even though he won a Heisman. But he shook up the NFL this year. You got to give him that, and I think that's why he'll be the MVP.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that Michael Thomas gets the love he should. He should finish second. Because if you're talking about two quarterbacks and you're giving it to Lamar Jackson, all right, well then Russell Wilson can't be the MVP. Michael Thomas should be that guy.
So you want him to be like MVP. Jerry Rice, who finished second one time as MVP.
Basically. Sure, he should absolutely. He should be number two with a bullet. And if he had 2,000 yards, I'd say it'd be a toss-up.
Yeah,
because those are numbers that just no matter what you want to say, that cuts through 152,000.
But the thing is, when you think about this football season 2019, you think about Lamar Jackson.
You do, but
am I right?
You do, but you can't tell the story of this season without Michael Thomas being at the very top. 150, Rob. 150. I mean, you think about the Cowboys stinking as well.
Yeah, that's
you think about that. That's out there too. So there's that.
But that's a good thing for most people.
Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan. The Danettes here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, as bad a loss it was for the Cowboys, the most fun thing from the game America saw yesterday might have been from the post-game press conference. You'll hear it coming up next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
What's happening, everybody? This is the official Lakers podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trudell. Super pumped to be here, flanked by Aaron Larstool. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
I think the Lakers will be a top 10 defense.
Okay, you're calling your shot again. A team that has two stars, or two superstars in this case, as LeBron and AD, can sometimes cancel each other out. But I think they're both good candidates for MVP.
I really like the way that this team just feels to be around. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear message. It's two stars in LeBron and AD, and it's everybody else that's on board.
The relationship that is developing between those two off the court and on the court, their cohesiveness on the court, I think in this case, this is a special case that the two of them will enhance each other as opposed to taking away from each other.
Be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Five-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low,
you're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.